Hello, BTS Army everywhere. It has been way too long. Guess what? I posted a couple podcast episodes between October and now, but for some reason there was something that glitched. So anyway, long story short, technical difficulties due to my own over-editing that I always do because I don't like it when suddenly I'm talking and I sneeze out of nowhere or I stutter because sometimes I feel like I'm just not that confident when I'm speaking in a public platform like this. Platform, let me say that better. But how are you guys doing? It is December 29th, 2021, and in Korea already it is Taeyong's birthday. Happy birthday to worldwide good boy. Happy birthday to him. He's a Gucci boy. He is a good boy. He is amazing, and I'm so, so proud of him for everything that he's done. All of the widespread just exposure that he's had through Spotify and things like that. I love that he's enjoying Instagram. I love that he's enjoying Twitter, but I kind of feel like he's enjoying Instagram more than Twitter lately, so I don't know. That's just something that it looks like, but I have no idea because I'm not him. But I wanted to talk to you guys and come here and wish him a happy birthday. I wanted to wish you all a happy holiday, wherever you celebrate, whatever you celebrate, whatever your traditions are. Happy Hanukkah, happy Christmas, Feliz Navidad, and all the things that you celebrate or all the things that you might not celebrate or observe, but you know that your friends do. So I know you're aware of these things. I don't know all of the things that everyone celebrates all over the different parts of the world, so please forgive me for not being super knowledgeable in that way. But I want to wish you all well. I want to wish you all a happy holiday. And if you are enjoying a break or a holiday, because a lot of the population around you, wherever you are, does celebrate some type of Christmas or New Year's season, then hopefully you are getting a lot of good visiting time with your loved ones. Hopefully, if you've been working really hard and you earned a break of some kind or a bonus, hopefully that you have been enjoying that and that you're healthy enough to enjoy it, or at least relaxing and resting from all of your hard work, your school assignments, or whatever it is, your studies, the things that you do that keeps you busy. I mean, the things that keep you busy. I'm always just kind of tripping over my words. But again, happy birthday to Tay. And there's so much I could comment on. There's so much that I could react to. But I think there's just too much at this point. So a summary between the last time and now, I believe the last episode that actually was successfully published was my analysis of Permission to Dance, if I remember right. And I've recorded a lot between then. But like I said, those podcast episodes, those segments, let me go over the railroad tracks here, those segments did not post. So if I do post those, if I do publish those, it will be kind of like out of order now. But I might just publish it and I might just say, you know, this was recorded in October, whatever, this is what it was about. And if you'd like to, you know, skip past it because now we're on to new things, that's fine. But, you know, something like that. We had Permission to Dance online, a live stream from, I don't even know where it was from. Was it from Korea? And they rented out the main stadium in Seoul. I think that's what it was. I did buy a ticket for that. I got to watch it. I also got to watch the replay. Absolutely loved it. Loved the VCRs. Loved the outfits. Loved the live band that went with Dynamite. Is that right? I feel like it was Dynamite. Where there were backup singers and there was like saxophone guys, I don't know what else, trumpets and keyboardists and guitarists and stuff. It looked like some of them might have been pretending to play the instruments, but maybe they weren't. Maybe they were just really good at it and being able to dance while they were playing their brass instruments. I don't even know exactly, but if you didn't get to watch that, hopefully you were at least able to share a ticket with somebody in, you know, in their device or however, you know, how you, I'm not saying it right, but if you buy a ticket for a BTS online streaming concert, then two devices can watch the event on that ticket. So hopefully you got to be somebody who watched it on someone else's ticket or were able to afford one yourself so that you could watch the Permission to Dance live on stage in LA. Was it night four? I feel like it was night three or night four. I can't remember which concert it was now, but I feel like it might have been the last one. Yeah, it was the last one because Coldplay was there and they performed My Universe together. So yes, that was the one. I did get to see snippets of nights one, two, and three, where there was some Squid Game costumes and references and some red light, green light. I got to see a couple fan videos of some of those things, but I didn't get to see a lot. What I saw was kind of like far away, you know, or kind of blurry, or just a lot of army bombs up in front of the camera, so I wasn't really able to see BTS that well. I wanted to buy a ticket for the actual concerts. I wanted that very, very much. And unfortunately, one, if you didn't hear my podcast episode where I said I didn't even get a code and I didn't get invited to participate in the sale at all, but by the time there were a few tickets towards the end and a code came into my cell phone where, like, I got a text saying, here, we're Ticketmaster, whatever, we've got a few tickets left if you want to purchase one. And I wasn't able to purchase one at that time because some things came up in my family's life and needs where I no longer had the funds when I really wanted to buy a ticket and buy some, you know, air transportation and hotel accommodations.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I just really hope that you guys were able to see some of the concerts if you didn't go to all of them. I don't know how some people got so lucky and so blessed to be able to see all four concerts in person. Even people who got amazingly excellent seats and sound check. Some people are very blessed and I'm happy for them. And I'm really glad that they got to do that. And if that's you, then really, really, really happy that you could do that. Would have loved to go, but I was not able to. And a lot of you weren't able to as well. So whatever the reason, if we were not able to see those concerts, you know, just save our money, save our funds, and try to get healthy and be available. Have the type of job that will allow you to take some time off, or, you know, keep some space open on your calendar as soon as you hear that BTS is going to be touring again. Or, you know, just maybe start putting a fund aside, $5 a week, even $2 a week. Before long, you might have enough for a ticket. So you never know. But let's just do our best, because we will see BTS if we put our mind and heart to it. We will meet them at one of their concerts by being in the stadium with ARMYs. Make our dreams come true. So it was really great to be able to see the live stream. I was able to watch the concert on night four. And I think after going over everything I've heard and the clips that I've seen, I think the night that I would have really, really wanted to be there the most, I mean, obviously I would have wanted to be there the first night and the last night. The reason why I wanted to be at the concert the first night was because it would have been the closest to BTS debuting, or the closest to being a part of their first stadium tour. I'm actually not sure when they had their first stadium tour, when they had their very first stadium concert, but it was going to be their first time performing for 50,000 people since at least 2 years. And so it felt new, it felt fresh, it felt like they were nervous. They had prepared so well and practiced so hard and were definitely ready and excited about it and ready to show us everything they have. But I wanted to be at that first show to experience those feelings, especially during their greetings and their closing mints.
I wanted to be there to see that and to hear that in person, and also to have that the collective, you know, excitement and love from armies who were at the concert. So that's why I would have wanted to be at night one for sure. I do wish that BTS had been able to perform in a stadium concert in front of their South Korean fans and their family and friends. I think that that would have been especially touching for them. But since that wasn't an option, then going to California, I'm so glad that they were able to do it. And of course, I'm sad that I wasn't able to go. But also, I really would have loved to be at whatever night they performed Love Myself, Answer. And also We Are Bulletproof, The Eternal. I wanted to see them perform those two songs. I knew they would do On. I knew they would open with On every night. I knew they would do a montage or a shorter version of Fire or Run or I'm Fine or something like that or So What. So I knew they would do those things, and I knew that they would get on some traveling equipment and go in front of the rows of people. I knew they were going to do that at least between the floor and the first or second section. I knew they would travel somewhere in front of armies and that armies would be able to see them super close up. I just, you know, in general, I wish I was there, and I can't change it. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to change anything by talking about how I wish I was there. You are not alone. There are many of you who could not go and very, very badly wanted to go. And I'm sure a lot of us cried on the nights of those concerts, knowing that we couldn't go. But at the same time, very happy for those armies that could go. Not gonna lie, jealous of the celebrities who got to go and stuff like that. But Megan Thee Stallion, I believe, was on night one or two. Halsey was there on night two or three. And Coldplay was there on night four. So again, I was only able to see a few clips, but I'm super proud of BTS. I'm super proud of Tae. He was able to withstand, you know, the choreography and all of the dancing, the jumping, everything. He was able to do all of that. So it looks like maybe his knee has not healed all the way. On night one in California, he said, I'm not fully healed. And I'm not supposed to dance and jump that much, but I couldn't help myself. I was so excited. And he said, I will try to stop myself tomorrow, but probably I'm going to be just as excited and I'm probably going to be dancing that much on night two. So something to that effect he was saying. And I mean, I'm really proud of him that his leg held up. I'm really happy that we haven't heard anything about his leg becoming worse, you know, or him suffering a lot of pain or residual effects of using his leg so much, his knee or his leg, whatever it was. I'm just glad that he's in good condition and happy for them. And yes, half the BTS members did get COVID. Actually, it was only three of them, right? They got COVID. I feel like it's probably this, what is reportedly a milder strain of COVID. And I'm sad that they got sick, but super happy that they're all okay, they're safe. I really hope that they didn't lose any of their sense of taste or smell, because we know how much they enjoy a good meal. And I'm thankful that they have the quarantine measures put in place so that it didn't spread to the other members. I'm thankful that they're all okay. And I'm thankful that many of you who have had COVID are also okay. So I hope that you'll continue to recover whatever you're facing. And I'm just hoping that you guys had a great end of 2021 and a good start to 2022. I'm hoping that we will get to hear and see a lot more of BTS and that they will be very careful on how much they exert themselves so that they never overdo it. I hope that they'll get to take another break and that they will get to take a break every year, actually. A vacation every single year would be wonderful so that we can know that they're getting that rest. And I hope that their next vacation will be longer than 4 days. I hope that they will just, you know, proceed with caution. They are always very busy. They're always doing a lot. Even when they're on vacation, they're often still working. So I really hope that they will know their bodies best and that their company will help them to have everything they possibly need in order to be as comfortable and always, always recover and rejuvenate as much as they possibly can before they exert themselves again. I just want to thank BTS. I want to thank their team, their staff, their company. I want to thank their family and friends for everything that they are and everything they give and everything they provide to us. I love them so much. I love every single member. BTS are seven. They are not BTS without every single member. And I just hope that we can all continue to be very healthy and very wise and careful in the way that we are a fan, you know, in calling ourselves ARMY. When you attach yourself to something or someone and you say you support them and you love them, then I just hope that you'll feel the same as I do and as many of us do, is that we would never want to do something to make them uncomfortable or hurt them or destroy any of their good well-being that they have, you know. And so thank you to all those ARMYs who knew that Tae was in the airport, or that Namjoon is in the airport, or who knew that Tae or Hobi were in Hawaii. Thank you to those ARMYs who kept at a distance and controlled yourselves and were very, very wonderful, good friends and family members to, and members of ARMY. Very good to Tae and very good to others when you saw them or knew that they were around, but you chose to be very respectful of their space and their time and their company that they were with, and knowing that they are just there to do their business, to do their job, their important business, or their job, or their free time. And that's one of the best gifts you can give them when you know they're around, when we know they're around, is to leave them alone. And so if any of us have the wonderful opportunity of working with them at some point or meeting them at some point, I hope that we will all, you know, control ourselves very well. And I hope that we will not do anything that ever makes any member of BTS or their families or friends or staff feel very uncomfortable. Not any type of discomfort whatsoever. Just hopefully we would know our place and know how to conduct our behavior. So again, thank you all for listening, and I hope that you're facing some really wonderful opportunities coming up in your lives. I hope that whatever trials and challenges you're going through, that you're able to face those with conviction and with a firm and solid mind. I hope that your loved ones and you are enjoying relationships, and that if you're having any relationship issues with people that don't need to be a part of your life, that aren't helping you thrive, then I hope that you'll be able to step away from those relationships and make some changes in whatever ways you might think you need to. And I'm here if anybody wants to look me up in Twitter. So I hope to come again very soon, talk with you some more. And you're welcome to join me at any point. So I don't know if we want to do a Twitter space sometime or if we want to do a podcast episode. But I would love to feature you if you're age 18 or older, if you would enjoy coming on the podcast to talk with me, co-host, or to guest or whatever. All right, guys. Thank you so much. I will see you next time.